Okay, so the kids are back in school. Summer is all about bonding and being together. And school now, first and second grade, they're separating. Saxon told them they were fighting in the bathtub, playing and putting on a play with all their various bath toys, being super creative and imaginative. And I think bath time is so special. But they're getting bigger and they're hitting each other and screaming. Naya's screaming a lot. And really hitting each other, and they need more space. And Saxon's like, no more bath time together. And it was the night before they went back to school, and I was like, oh my God, they're getting older. I have to adapt and be flexible again. I have to let go of them again. I have to lose them again. Then they go to school and I miss them. I didn't sleep the whole night before school started. And I realize it's also just about, like, getting back into being social and small talk with parents and all the things that comes with. Feels hard right now. But then I'm like, oh, I missed you guys. It's fine. It's fun. We're getting into the routine. But then Sayla, of course, there's a birthday party the very first weekend. And I'm sorry, but these birthday parties, it's a lot. So she goes and somebody's sick. So she's sick now. And she has asthma, so she's sick, like really sick. And we're talking like third day of school, full day of school. So she's wearing masks already, which is fine. She should do that anyway. But, you know, it's all the trimmings of taking care of a sick kid, like right, it's 90 degrees and she just started school. She's also, you know, in a class where maybe she's not being challenged yet. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. It's too early to tell. But I keep thinking about homeschool, of course. But I know how important socializing is. And then she comes 2 nights ago. It's like, I wasn't invited to this birthday party. Other kids were invited, but I wasn't. You should ask his mom why I wasn't invited. And I'm like, I can't do that. But it's just like, yeah, why wasn't she invited? What's up? She's dope. But it's none of my business. Like, we're at that point where they don't have to invite the whole class anymore, and siblings aren't invited. So Naya was devastated this weekend. She wasn't invited. And then this weekend there are 2 birthday parties for Naya, and Sayla wants to have a sleepover, and I'm not ready. Like, when do I let go? It's so hard to know when to kind of take these risks and let go. And sleepovers, honestly, the big fear is obviously the sexual piece. Like, I'm not, if they want to go on a play date, that's fine, but I spend the night overnight in a bed, and like, where's the bathroom and who's there? And it's just, I guess I'm fearful, but maybe some fear is okay. Anyway, we're just finding our way. I'm doing this Durga practice with a tantra teacher who's actually Kamali's teacher, who's fantastic, Nita Rubio. If anyone's interested, she's a gem, just a portal of infinite wisdom, feminine power. So I'm doing that course and I'm meditating every day, and it really does help. But we just got super busy. We did our 13-day road trip through 6 states. We went from Denver to Moab to the Capitol Reef National Park to Nevada overnight, just a Ramada Inn, to 2 days in South Lake Tahoe, and then 4 days with my dad in Oakland. And then we went to Palm Desert, my parents' favorite trip that they took to go to the tennis tournament. We went to my mom's favorite restaurants there. That's also where Saxon and I met, in Palm Springs, so that was nice. And then a lot of night swimming, a lot of talks, a lot of pizza, a lot of time together, not a lot of space from each other, but beautiful memories. Naya calls it a field trip. We had a great field trip. But 13 nights, Palm Desert, and then a night in Sedona, which was beautiful. We did stargazing with this huge telescope and night sky, saw an exploding star, saw the moon really close up. And then I did yoga and meditation in the morning, that morning. It was just very Sedona. Then we drove to Durango for the night, and then stopped in Salida. And felt good there, and then got home to Denver. And then 2 days later, they started school. So I'm still just adjusting, and Saxon has a bunch of work. I have a bunch of work. Unsent September 21st is coming up, the sex edition in Denver, so that'll be fun. I always have this fear that no one will come, and I have to just take work less seriously in general, I think. I miss writing. I feel like I've been taking notes, but I haven't been sitting down and giving myself permission to write. But my therapist, who I love, is gone. She moved to, she's moving to North Carolina, where I keep, everybody seems to be moving there. A lot of signs there. But we had our last in-person session yesterday, and she was crying. And I was like, this is the first time I'm not crying about a loss. But she's just been fantastic and really good for our marriage, and just realizing how much I'm not allowing this man to love me, and we need to incorporate play into our life, and we may be getting this second space, this little apartment for an office space, but I think I might just make it kind of our play creative area. So hopefully that'll come through. Mercury is ended today, and thank God. We've had a lot of hard stuff, just like things not, you know, just things feeling jammed up and stuck and stagnant. So it'll be nice to move some energy. We saw our good friend JC yesterday. He came to visit. It was so good to see him. It was just some people you can just start right where you left off, and there's just no beat, no skip in the record. So appreciate those friends. And then, so this morning, this is where I'm really headed. This morning I woke up, I love this fish. I was actually going to clean his tank today, and I feel his tank, and it's hella hot. Like the red light is on, and it's hot, 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 hot water, 110 degrees, and he's dead. The fish died. The fucking fish died. And Naya was crying, and I was crying. We did a ceremony, and he went down the toilet with his fish food to join his other fish friends in the ocean of life. Just a lot of death. My dad's dog died. That was the first time in Oakland we were there without my mom or the dog. I did go through my mom's things finally, all her closet. So now it's just my dad's stuff to go through, which is a whole nother can of worms. But yeah, the fish is dead. And I'm just looking at this tank. I keep looking for him, and he's not in there. So just continuing to learn how to talk to our kids about death, and every feeling is okay, and, you know. But anyway, Selah last night, okay, this is the birthday party thing. So the birthday party she wasn't invited to, there was another celebration opportunity for just a play date at a bike ramp park, a bike park, like a skate park place. We went there after school yesterday, probably already felt like she was not feeling good and needed to rest. She went, and she's bold and brave, and she can ride her bike, so she's all up on the track, and she fell, and the bike landed on her, the handlebar landed on her wrist, and I'm pretty sure it sprained. So I'm picking her up early. She was screaming and howling for mommy, just like, mommy, mommy, and like, she never cries, not like that, but she was wailing, and it just wouldn't stop, and I just held her, and it was like, I have to say, I was glad she could let some out, you know? She holds a lot in. And yeah, just continuing to try to model for our kids how to let it out but still move through life and find joy. We've been having some fun times at home, so it's just kind of an interesting shifting time. So anyway, the fish is dead, Selah has a sprained wrist, Naya's sad, and then in the rush of this morning, because we did the ceremony, we were late, and I walked them into class and, like, just explained the situation. They were excused. Their tardiness was excused due to dead fish. And I asked if the teachers could make sure they get to talk to the therapist today, so I hope that happens. But I get home, and I see Selah's shorts, like short underwear, like, you know, boy shorts that she wears under her dresses. They're sitting on the table. I'm like, oh, the child is at school without underwear on right now. So, yeah, I had an appointment to get a Hep A and B shot. It hurt so bad I cried. And then I called the school, but I was surprised, but I don't remember doing this, but I put a change of clothes in her backpack, so she's good. Anyway, I'm going to pick her up soon, and I'm working on Unsent, but we didn't sleep last night, and there he is. Okay, bye. I did it. I put a change of underwear in her backpack. Yeah. Okay, love you. I love you too. Bye.